Now we will have Sora Erica Perryman bless us with a beautiful meditation from God's word. Amen.
Amen, amen. Greetings, Soars. I'm so glad to be before you today, and I promise you I won't be long. So I'll begin with saying, we all know that God is a God of purpose and precision. I believe that it's not by accident that we have our morning meditation on the same day our chapter is having our founder's legacy lunch and celebration. I believe that it is not by happenstance that we are celebrating our Sisterhood Month on the second day of March, 16 days before the spring comes about, that our weather is changing and climbing up to the 60s in the next couple of days. And you know what else I believe? I truly believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that God is setting each and every one of us up for a successful season through His peace and His strength. For the next month, we'll be all enjoying the bond we share with all our sisters with the love and respect that we have for one another. We can look forward to the loyalty and affection that we have when we connect with each other. We know that true sisterhood means we will make room for everyone to shine and allow all to be themselves without judgment. Let me ask you this. What do you do when you have a sister that is not showing that sisterly love? What is your facial expression when you have that Sora that is downright disrespectful and mean? Or what about this? What do you do when someone is that you know is talking about you behind your back to purposely dull your shine? The Lord was talking to me over the past month about one of the true meanings of being my sister's keeper. When we joined our sorority, it was just like our blood family. We didn't get to choose our sorors. Jesus Christ did. He created a godly bond that may sometimes gets hard to handle, but it won't break. The Lord reminded me the story of Moses. He was a leader of the Israelites that was charged to lead the people to the promised land. When you read the story in the book of Exodus, Moses was under a lot of pressure and stress dealing with people that was disrespectful, unloving, constantly complaining, and talking about him behind his back. But regardless of what he went through, God used him to fulfill his promise to deliver his people out of slavery with the sole purpose of having the prophecy of the birth of Jesus Christ come to pass. Now, sisters, when I talk to God, I have to tell you, it's like he's my confidant. He's my big brother. He's my everything, my best friend, my homie. I'm showing my age with the homie. So when we started talking, he was talking about being my sister's keeper. He talked about how the world had forgotten about the bond of unconditional love, compassion, and forgiveness. He spoke on the present day of people trying to make sure they preserve their peace of mind. And with that preserving of their peace of mind, they are cutting people off that he has bonded them to. God has purposely put us together to help break the spiritual bonds of depression, anger, hate, jealousy. He put us together to sharpen each other and make us strong and unmoving in our relationships. In this day and time, it would seem people are forgetting Jesus is with them through these difficult relationships. We must embrace the uncomfortable and irritating moments because those are the times, those situations that will change us, and God prepares us for our successful future with the Lord's strength. You know, I don't know about you, but just coming off of the first of our Founders Day in January, then Black History Day, I don't even want to imagine our beloved founders deciding to preserve their peace and not deal with the different personalities, the different interests, or even the sexism at that time that would have prevented them from beginning our beloved and powerful sorority. And then you want to top it off, they had to deal with Miss Nellie. That's something that we probably don't even want to think about. So I want to encourage you, Sores, to seek the Lord when you must deal with difficult sores or even difficult situations. Keep in mind, please keep in mind, there's a purpose that is greater than us all. And through our sisterhood, it can enable us to be whole, healthy, and a powerful essence in the Lord. I'm going to leave you with two scriptures to encourage you. The first scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Version. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed. The second one, which I really hold to heart, and I love it for this whole meditation. It comes from the scripture John chapter 14, verse 25 through 27. And again, that's the Amplified Version. Jesus told his disciples, I have told you these things while I'm still with you, but the Helper, Comforter, Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, Stand By, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will help you remember everything that I have told you. Peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as this world gives, do I give. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every situation and give you courage and strength in every challenging moment. Just listen to that. I hope and pray that that touch your heart. And I am done. I'm done, Soares. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sora Erica, for blessing us with that beautiful meditation that reminds us that we are our sister's keeper. And what a more fitting meditation than to start out our sisterhood month with that beautiful meditation. Thank you again, and happy sisterhood month, Sores. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for a new day, God, that we've never seen before, God. But we thank you, Lord, for granting us a new day and new mercies today, God. Lord, we thank you for equipping us to be the women of God that you called us to be today, God. Lord, if there is any among us this morning that is challenged in our health, God, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for healing and touching our bodies right now in the name of Jesus. For by your stripes, we are healed and whole. And so we thank you for healing in our bodies today, God. If there is anyone, God, who is experiencing loss today, God, Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit, God, to comfort them right now, God, and strengthen them right now, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for your ability, God, to not only hear our prayers, God, but to show up in our lives in such a way, God, that you are the great provider, God. You provide all of our needs, and we are so grateful, God, for your provision, God, for your protection, God, for your favor upon our lives, God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all of our many blessings, our health, our wealth, and our ministries, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for keeping us, God. Not only keeping us, God, but reminding us this month, God, that we are our sister's keeper. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, that we understand now what that means, God. Help us, God, to take care of one another, not only in word, God, but in deed. Lord, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would help us to not only be our sister's keeper, God, but our sister's encourager, our sister's supporter, our sister's prayer partner, God, our sister's intercessor, God, and their protector. Lord, we bind up in the name of Jesus any division within our ranks, God. Lord, we thank you, God, that there will be no division, no envy, no strife that will penetrate the bond of our sisterhood, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for helping us, God, through your word to continue to watch over one another, to care for one another, God, to edify one another and love one another. Let us be kind to one another, God, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, God. This is what your word has called us to do, God. For you have forgiven us, God. And so we thank you, God. Your word even tells us, God, that this is how others will know that we are your disciples, God. It is by our love. Let our sisters, in the name of Jesus, know us by our love for them, God. Lord, we thank you, God. Let us not just hear the word today, God. Let us be doers of your word, God. For your word says that is how we will be blessed if we are hearers and doers of your word, God. Lord, let us not fear any change that comes from open doors of opportunity. Let us not be discouraged when we don't understand. Let us trust in you for direction and obey the leading as you order our steps, God, into your divine purpose. Lord, for our individual lives, God, for our families' lives, God, and for our sorority chapter, God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your leading and your guidance. Lord, we thank you that not only are we celebrating God's Sisterhood Month this month of March, God, but oh God, we thank you that this is also the month that we celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for Resurrection Sunday, the celebration, God, the praise, the worship, God, that will go forth, God, acknowledging your great love for us, God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for an amazing gift, God, that continues to give. Let us continue to give that gift of love one to another, God. Lord, we thank you, God, that Sister Erica has reminded us of your presence, God, that we are never alone, that you're right here, God. You even reminded us, God, in your word, as you've told Moses, as you've told Joshua, God, for us to be strong and courageous, to be strong and courageous, and to not be afraid or dismayed, because you are with us, God, wherever we go, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your presence, God. We thank you, Lord, for being with us this morning and every day of our lives, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength to carry the weight of what you have spoken over our lives today, God. Let us not be satisfied with just hearing the word. Let us do this word, God. Let us apply it. Let us love one another, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for your word today, God. Lord, we ask all of these things in your name, God, as we, Lord, we seek peace, God. We seek your word right now, God. We seek your favor upon our lives, God, and our families, God. Lord, we thank you, God, that your peace will be upon us, God. Not the peace that this world gives, Father God, but the peace, God, that surpasses all understanding, God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all of these things, God. We thank you for blessing our bond of sisterhood today, God. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus. By faith it is so, and so it is. And let every believing heart say, amen.
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 Good morning, Sorors. Happy Sisterhood Month. Happy Founders Day. Thank you all for joining this prayer call. It's always a blessing to see so many on the prayer call coming together to just give thanks to God and intercede for one another. And sorors, we just ask that you keep sorors lifted in prayer. Life just continues to life, and sorors are dealing with sickness, bereavement, and just keep them lifted in prayer. Be with everyone that's traveling to Founders Day today, and let us have a wonderful celebration. I know that we will, and I look forward to seeing you in person at our March Sisterhood chapter meeting. Have a wonderful day. I love you and see you soon.
Amen. Be blessed. Thank you so much for spending Saturday morning with us. Let's go out and do what God has us to do. Amen.
Amen.